Hello and welcome to Road to Revamp podcast. We are back. Yes, after a short mid-season break, we are back again on this journey of amazing conversations with amazing personalities. This week, we have with us a versatile personality. She's an esteemed doctor, an entrepreneur, and a refreshing voice in playback singing. Let's learn more about our dental health and about an amazing lady who is breaking the stereotypes every day. Who is she? Let's hear from herself.
Hi, this is Priyanka Goet on Road to Revamp.
I would like to start this podcast by knowing more about Rejove and about your journey to become a dentist and eventually becoming a singer.
Okay, so I studied to be an orthodontist and dentofacial orthopedic surgeon, which is a super specialty in the field of dentistry. And I started with this brand, Rejove Clinic, which I mostly talk about the word Rejove. Rejove is rejuvenation. As we all know, the growth of a human body, it stops by when you are an adolescent, when you reach puberty. So the body growth continues till 18, but then the neural growth has stopped by the age of 5 to 6 years. So how do you come, you have to rejuvenate yourself, because we are always addressed and exposed to different stress, different wear and tear. So I thought the word rejuvenation is apt for what services I want to give.
Especially in current age, when we have so much pollution, so much unnecessary undue stress, and many other issues.
Yes, we all need rejuvenation at just about all the ages of our life. And yes, that's how I came up with Rejove Clinic. So this is a holistic approach where we are approaching to treat patients both for pathology and psychologically.
And how, I mean, when you decided to become a dentist, it was a calling.
It was always a calling. Right from the time I was very young, I would always only play the doctor game. Mm-hmm. And that's how I could never think about being anything else mm-hmm. than a doctor professionally. I think it's a very noble profession where you get to serve people and you're very grounded because you meet different kind of people and then you understand the base reality. It makes you you're empathetic. I think empathy, gratitude is the way you should lead life.
And why exactly did you choose being a dentist?
I never gave a thought to it. I was too inspired by my own dentist. I was in awe of her.
Most of the specialists are someone, a radiologist or something.
My dentist did this for me because I would go to her and I would always look at her and wonder that, okay, I want to be like her someday.
Oh. And, we all know that you are an amazing singer and you're telling me about your upcoming songs, and then how do you manage your profession, medical practice and singing practice?
I always say that singing chose me. I never really pursued it. Mm-hmm. It just came and it fell on my lap and I just grasped the opportunity. It just happened within the blink of a second while I was studying. I was giving my exams for my master's. And I had one feet recording. One of my feet was in recording the song, preparing for the video. And the other one I was preparing for my thesis presentation, for my practical exams. So I think singing kind of chose me. I was always passionate about music. And the only thing I thought about music is to see how it heals the human body. That was the only thought I could correlate while studying. I always thought this is something we should explore. But then singing happened and I think they're all correlated because being a doctor taught me how to empathize, and to be a singer is like to be connected to yourself, to feel the emotions and deliver it.
Such a spiritual message. Like we have a tradition, this Nad Sadhana and all in yoga, yogic tradition.
Okay, yes,
the,
yes.
The music, they used to heal people in past.
I completely believe in it. So when you enter Rujov clinic, there is a signature music that we make sure is always going on, which is very soothing and it kind of relaxes you.
So let's come to now oral health.
Okay.
And I can tell you with my own experience that I have never visited my dentist ever. Without, if I have some pain or any issue, then only I'll go there. Otherwise, I hardly see my dentist. And almost this is the case with every
this
Indian.
Is the story with everyone.
Yeah.
With just about everyone. There was this research article I was reading that says 70% of Indian population has dental issues. Mm-hmm. And 50% out of it have never visited a dentist. And everyone is a potential patient. Everyone has dental needs. Like how you have other needs, dental needs is one of the needs.
Right.
And that has to be in our culture. Every 6 months, go and say hi to your dentist. Because any condition that is diagnosed at a very early stage, you can always come back from it. So there's always a solution to it. Then with the condition improving, increasing, the pathology increasing, the cost factor increases, the time factor increases, the pain increases. Every 6 months, just get a preventive checkup. That's why please go and talk to your dentist about preventive dental care. Because every doctor should be offering this.
Mm-hmm.
They'll give you maybe a scaling, a polishing that needs to be done every 6 months to save yourself from periodontal disease.
So why do these normal issues start occurring? Because we don't care of our teeth?
No, I cannot say that we don't care of our teeth. I think there is lack of knowledge of how to care for your teeth. So there are dental diseases are numerous. Like we have 9 branches, super speciality branches. So dental diseases, dental problems, I would rather say, not call it a disease because it's very dreadful to hear it that way. So dental problems starts right from the pink gums that you have to the white teeth you have to your entire mouth. So as we age, like when dental problem can start right from nascent age, like we have neonatal tooth that we see in small children, that we extract them out. There is a huge misnomer that you only need a doctor when you're grown up. No, you need a doctor right from the 6 months your child is bearing its primary teeth.
Yeah.
There are occurrences of nursing bottle caries.
What is that?
Nursing bottle caries is women who are lactating. They are offsprings and women who are bottle feeding, they do not know. See, when you are giving milk, there is sugar content. The sugar content is in form of lactose and sucrose. So this lactose and sucrose, they are present in the mouth and they are degenerating and the pH level of the mouth is going down. So let me tell you what happens with every morsel that you put into your mouth. With every morsel you put into your mouth, the pH level of your mouth is going down. The demineralization is starting. Now, your saliva comes into play where the buffering capacity of the saliva gives you the calcium and the minerals that are required for remineralization. So, that's what happens at any age. When we give milk to the infant, then you have degeneration of the sugar component. There is demineralization happening. You are not really cleaning and it's there as a film on the tooth surface of the child. So the blackish starts. It starts to appear black. Then the parents, they actually avoided saying, ye to doodh ke daat hai.
Right.
Ye to nikal jayenge. Ye to asli daat hai hi nahi. Abhi to aane hai. But they don't realize these teeth are a guiding force to the permanent tooth buds that are forming down. They guide them into coming to their actual space. When we talk about primary teeth, the teeth that our small kids have, they are smaller in size. There are spacing between the teeth because nature is magical. Beneath those teeth, there are tooth buds that are forming.
Mm-hmm.
The size of the permanent tooth is bigger than the primary tooth.
Right.
So nature has devised it in such a way. We see diastema, we see spaces in a child's mouth. You go to the dentist can tell you if your child can have crowding, if your child will have normal eruption of teeth. Because if they have crowding, you can get an alignment treatment done at a very young age. But if you don't address to crowding, that will result into more caries, more decay, proximal caries. So there are certain things that we as doctors can see, like a flush terminal plane and, you know, some technical things that we see, and we say a child how the molar relation is going to be. So I think it is utmost important to start to introduce dentist to your child as a very friendly place, because there's a lot of dental fear in our country.
Yes,
there is. And to your surprise, dentistry is now painless. Completely painless. That's the point of it. If it's not giving you pain, it's giving you high quality of life. Introduce it to your child at a very young age.
Every morsel and even breath and many other things go through your
mouth. Everything is interrelated. So here we were talking about the children. Like if you start to go to your dentist, you can always tell if your child is going to have crowding. You need to save those tooth so that the space is maintained for the primary teeth. If just in case you could not really save the tooth and you see some caries, we even have smile designing nowadays, in which we design smile for small children, because you do not realize how much psychologically it's affecting a child. Mm-hmm. A child keeping a hand in front of his or her mouth while smiling or laughing can actually determine the personalities that they're going to grow into. You're making the child an introvert. Right. The child will never speak. The child will be teased for the teeth being blacked. Right. So it is a vicious cycle of psychology and pathology. When I say we treat the patient both ways, we take care of the pathology and we do psychological counseling as well.
This is really deep. Like, I never thought that. Now I'm realizing, like, most of the time kids are not laughing in front of someone, or maybe
that's
like,
because they're ashamed.
Like, just there's something. Like Vihan was taking the photograph and I was not smiling. Maybe somewhere down in my past, I thought
something,
that way.
Something. Because the child needs to be reassured. The child is always wanting an acceptance. Yes. What I have observed is child knows that there is some problem with the teeth. When I've done a lot of camps and I've seen patients at the age of 11 to 13, when they have their teeth coming, protruding outwards, they know there's a problem. I ask them, beta, aapko aapke daant pasand hai? They say, nahi pasand. Would you like to do something? They perceive the problem.
Right.
And how can the parents not perceive it? And let the child grow with that psychological
and
impact.
And then they think that we'll fix it. And
later on.
Something.
No, orthodontics can start at the age of 12 to 13, which I think is the correct time. When you think an orthodontic treatment is done at an later age, that is only camouflage. See, I told you, it's a very huge field. Orthodontics and dentofacial orthopedic surgery means that we even address to the bone. So it is divided into few parts, like there is functional appliance, functional training, then there is orthodontics, camouflaging, then there is orthognathic surgeries also that we do. So our main aim is to achieve a straight profile which beautifies the face and then we even want to give a smile which is consonant with the soft tissues of your face. Orthodontics is not about straight teeth.
And it's easier about if it is done
good
in
smile.
Age.
Yes, it is best to do it at the earlier age, because just in case if the child has some bony problem, maybe a retruded chin, which we call a retrognathic profile, or a protruded chin, which we call a class 3. We can stop that from happening. We can give a chin cup. We can give chin mask. We can give these orthopedic appliances. Okay, another thing is thumb sucking. At times,
yes,
we can give appliances for them, because when you suck on your thumb, you are creating one kind of profile, which we in our terms called a class 1 div 1 profile, in which the upper teeth are protruding outside and the lower teeth have gone inside.
Okay.
So because of that, the child cannot breathe. The mouth is open. That leads to keratinized gingiva. The gingiva, the mouth is dry. Lips are always tearing. Lips are dry. Keratinized, huge lips, red. And always the child is thirsty because the mouth is open. The child cannot close the mouth. The child is breathing from mouth. We have to inculcate a nasal breathing pattern.
Yes.
You cannot breathe from the mouth. If you breathe from the mouth, you're actually putting your mandible on a backward position. That will give you a very different profile that is not pleasing.
At the same time, it pushes you into that sympathetic.
Yes. Yes, no. like I've seen this movie, Tare Zameen Pe.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's how. So the good news is every condition can be treated. Everyone can be given the beautiful face and the beautiful smile. Everyone at any age. We're talking about the young age.
Yes.
Later on, we can do it for the elders also.
Right.
Till 30 plus. Where we give a constructive smile, you know, we're replacing all the tooth that have been lost, have been decayed, have been missing. So it's huge. Dentistry is huge.
These days, everyone is eating junk food. Mostly refined carbohydrates, sugar, and all.
We all are.
So how does it impact on our teeth and oral health?
It
and
has, how to prevent it? It has impacted on the teeth.
Yeah.
The studies show that earlier, in if you take the fossils of the Neanderthal man and the caveman that we call, they had huge jaws.
Right.
They had third molars present. With the generation and over the few hundred years, our jaw sizes have reduced. Our third molars are now sometimes seen, sometimes not seen, and morphologically, the anatomically, there is so much variation that at times we cannot even do a root canal for it. And sometimes we prophylactically, where we intentionally take it out because it's not needed in the occlusion. We are not eating meat anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We are not eating any hard food anymore. All the food is processed. Earlier, people would eat a lot of roughage. Mm-hmm. And a lot of food. So that would do a self-cleaning mechanism.
Yes.
It would clean the tooth on its own. Right now, because we're eating a lot of processed food, a lot of sticky food, it's going and getting stuck on the tooth surfaces, which we then have to help ourselves by brushing and keeping our oral hygiene. That's where the three fundamentals come in: brushing, flossing, and mouthwashes.
So, Can you please give us some idea, basic idea about brushing, to brush?
See, the brushing on an oral, you can actually say it has a lot of things to it. Like there are a lot of brushing techniques,
mm-hmm.
which we think everyone should brush in the same way now. There are brushing techniques that have been proposed by our seniors and by our scholarly doctors. So there are different brushing techniques, both for a small child, a young child, and a grown-up adult. With people, we kind of always ignore the dental need for syndromic patients.
Mm-hmm.
Patients who are not normal like us. So there is different technique for them. So we call a child is always sitting on the mother's lap, mm-hmm. and then the mother helps in the brushing. Then there is a small, for the small children, we have different way of brushing where we say usually go a circular way. For a grown up, there's a different way of brushing. So depending on your oral hygiene and the structure of your tooth and how you should, what is best, Fawn's technique, modified Fawn's technique, there are a lot of brushing techniques. So you have to go to your doctor,
mm-hmm.
take your existing brush, go to the doctor, ask your dentist to demonstrate the best brushing technique for you. Because it's different for everyone. When I have an orthodontic patient, I am going to demonstrate a different kind of brushing where they have to brush between the brackets as well. So they have different aids. They have an interdental aid also. So maybe you need an interdental aid, don't need an interdental aid. That depends on your tooth structure of your embrasures between the tooth, spacing, not spacing, crowding. Everyone needs floss, but for some people flossing is more important where you have increased tendency of proximal caries, where there is some decay or some kind of food that gets lodged into the spaces
like
between the teeth.
Food, especially when we had lots of non-veg food or something.
Non-veg food, yes. Any food that is processed with oil and simple carbohydrates, mm-hmm. they become the anything that is processed, sticky, and good to taste. is not always good for the dental team, but what can you do? That's how we live. So we have to just start to give ourselves more time. You need to at least give 3 minutes to your oral hygiene.
Okay.
We brush for what, 40 seconds?
Hardly.
Hardly, right? Yeah. 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
3 minutes.
Twice a day.
Twice a day. And inter between when you have your meals, maybe mm-hmm. a mouthwash.
Okay.
Because then your pH level is going down.
And what about flossing?
Flossing is important for everyone. See, flossing can, firstly, it does massage of your gingiva. Secondly, it takes out all the food that is stuck in between the two teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It even fills up the black holes that are between the embrasures at times. It even, floss has fluoride. So, it is giving you an added protection for your proximal caries.
So, all the flosses, these threads,
yeah.
they're all same?
No, they are in different sizes. People? They're different sizes. So, depending on what embrasures you have, the what is the gap between both okay. your teeth, your doctor will suggest you the size of the floss.
Okay, so it's not like just go and buy something.
You can go and buy a floss, but there's a proper technique how you wrap around your fingers.
Yes.
And it has to have a squeaking sound when it goes and comes inside. And you have to feel that it has to be your size. What if you have thick embrasures? You have more space between your teeth, a little more space, and you need a little thicker floss. It will not do the needful.
I'm always afraid that it will cut something.
No, it actually, in contrary to it, it massages your gingiva.
Oh.
So there's one concept where we say you massage your gingiva also clockwise, anti-clockwise. We give you an oral astringent kind of a thing in which you massage your gingiva and it gives a very nice sound, you know, when you're doing it properly. So we say keep massaging till you feel that clockwise, anti-clockwise, it increases your blood circulation to your gingiva as well.
All three things are important.
Brushing, flossing, mouthwash. And then if you have any other gingival problem, then at times gingival massages also come into play.
Now let's come to this problem of sleep apnea. People are breathing with their mouth and they're snoring at night. How it affects gut health very badly.
It affects a lot of things. Yeah. Firstly, what is sleep apnea? Sleep apnea, I think the word is self-explanatory. It is more experienced when you sleep. I'll tell you why. Because when you are sleeping, and it is multifactorial. Firstly, it depends on the morphology of your face also, your own bone structure. At times, if your mandible is short, like in India, we do not have a very strong mandible. We don't have a very strong chin, not like the Caucasians have it.
Yes.
So, what happens when you sleep and you have a short mandible, when you're sleeping and you the mandible falls back in the glenoid fossa. So, that's where the TMJ joint is. So, when it falls back, then you have a reduced pharyngeal airspace. What happens in that is at times then your tongue falls back.
Mm-hmm.
When you cannot breathe from your nose, you're breathing from your mouth. You're opening your mouth. When the pharyngeal space is low oxygen, low. And firstly, mouth breathing is not a good thing. And that too, the air that is going in is reduced. So you wake up with a jerk, with gasping for breath, which is sleep apnea. So what you do for this is mostly ENT people go to the ENT. But if you visit your orthodontist can actually design an appliance for you which can put your mandible in a forward position, which can open up your reduced pharyngeal space.
And that way they'll be able to breathe.
Yes.
Properly.
So not always can the appliance work. At such where there are severe cases of sleep apnea, we have to go in for a surgery also, in which we do a mandibular repositioning.
Okay. Because these days I see lots of people, they are unable to sleep properly. And most of the time the reason is they're snoring.
They're snoring, they do not get enough oxygen.
So breathing is...
They're not breathing properly. So this actually affects... When they wake up, they're not fresh.
Yes.
This affects their productivity. This in turn affects their work quality. This in turn affects the kind of monetary benefits that you can actually have when you're in the best frame of mind. The quality of life, which we say QOL, reduces. You have to be in your optimum mental health.
Yeah.
To actually enjoy all the best things in life.
Right. In the morning you are getting up and you are drowsy.
Yes, it's funny how everything is interrelated.
Let's come to, I was reading somewhere that gum disease and diabetes, they are both related.
Yes, gum diseases and diabetes. What happens in diabetes is it depends, it's type 1 or type 2, what we see.
Mostly
it is type 2. So there are a lot of repercussions of this is like the healing capacity goes down. Then the bone degeneration starts. The same thing goes orally also. There is periodontium. It is actually a structure. It's not just your teeth. It's your bony structure on which your tooth is actually placed in the socket. So, what happens in the bony socket is when you have diabetes, there is degeneration of the bone. So, there is bony recession where you see... On the bone, the gingiva is placed. So then there is gingival recession also. When you take an X-ray in such patients, you see that their gingiva and their bone have all depleted. This is a periodontal condition. What happens eventually, there will be lengthening of the tooth. There will be mobility in the tooth. It will start with a grade 1 mobile and eventually it will progress into completely moving tooth and they will fall out of the socket also. Yeah, so
that bad can
also happen in uncontrolled diabetes. But if you control your diabetes, then you just have to increase your visits to your doctor. Instead of a 6 months, go for a 4 month routine checkup.
Yeah, because people don't even understand that these things are associated with diabetes.
When you open a patient's mouth and you see a periodontal condition, you know that you have to do a differential diagnosis with diabetes.
I came to know about it just because my brother have diabetes and his visits are increased.
Yes.
And more dental related issues are happening.
Happen even in pregnancy related women. When you have increased hormones, then there are pregnancy related gingival condition, gingivitis also.
Okay.
So, a lot of physiological conditions and pathological conditions have a direct impact on our oral health.
Let's come to toothpaste.
Yeah, let's come to toothpaste.
Because I really want to know that what kind of toothpaste is best for us. Like some people use Sensodyne, some people are using some normal, some herbal toothpaste and all. What is the best product which we
every
can use?
Patient will ask me this and I'll tell you the answer I tell and explain to all my patients. Firstly, toothpaste companies and toothpaste are, I think, you think your toothpaste is good, it's all a scam.
Mm-hmm.
Toothpaste are abrasives. We need abrasive agents to take off our plaque, calculus and plaque, but it's not the toothpaste that will help you. It's your toothbrush and your dexterity of your own muscles, how you brush.
Mm-hmm.
You think you're buying an expensive toothpaste and you have better oral health. That's inversely proportional, not directly proportional.
So all these claims of fresh breath and...
See, they have menthol content.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have mint content. But you need to realize that all toothpastes are only good for the abrasives. Do not go for the herbal ones which do not have accreditation. They have very high content of abrasives and I've seen patients come with eroded tooth structures because of that. because they use so much pressure on brushing, and these toothpaste have high content of abrasives.
These days people are promoting charcoal-based toothpaste also.
Yes, charcoal-based toothpaste is good, but you need to understand it's just the abrasives. The only extra component at times that you add is maybe potassium nitrate, some fluoride-induced toothpaste. But it's more about your brush and more about how you brush. Your own brushing technique.
So, even the toothbrushes, we must select by toothbrushes, consulting the doctor?
Yes. Every 3 months, you need to change your toothbrush, firstly.
Okay.
Every 3 months, you're changing your toothbrush and you're selecting your toothbrush only with the consent of your dentist. They're going to tell you which toothbrush to take. And I see there's an overuse of Sensodyne, Thermoseal RA. I think patients don't even know what the concept is because they are over-the-counter present. And I think the chemist should not really vent out these products just like this. It has to be prescribed. We always give a prescription of 30 days to 60 days. Nothing more than that. Then we give a break. Because I'll tell you how the mechanism is. Potassium nitrate, they fill up your dentinal tubules where you get the sensitivity from. Firstly, I don't see patients using it correctly because they just apply it on the toothbrush and they start to brush it.
Yes.
No, you have to apply it on your tooth surface. Leave it for 30 to 50 seconds.
So that old school finger method.
No, apply it and keep it and then use the brush.
Okay.
Because the potassium nitrate has to seep into your dentinal tubule, right?
Okay.
If you just keep it on your toothpaste and up and keep it in touch with the tooth surface for 10 seconds, it's never going to seep into it. So that's how it will block the sensitivity. And you never use it more than 30 seconds. 30 to 50 seconds you keep it and you don't use it more than 30 to 60 days.
Yeah.
And it's just like one of the over-counter drugs that are highly abused.
So how are
and
you...
children don't use it at all. I
yes.
see children use it also.
They're just having some food-based toothpaste these days.
Children, yeah. Fruit-based is fine because we have to lure
but
them
there,
into...
There are lots of... it contains lots of carbohydrates. I've seen it.
It
sugar
does.
Contained.
It does. It yeah. does. But then sometimes we have to do it now. Actually, the parents should inculcate the habit of brushing the tooth in front of them.
Right.
And using any normal toothpaste.
Let's come to your singing.
Okay.
Because I really want to know what you are going to do in the future about singing and what are your new projects.
Actually, singing is always going to be a part of my career, profession now. It's my hobby that has taken a very beautiful face on, I must say, the way it has turned out to be. So last song, my first song went into the movie and it was a title track for... Friday movie starring Govinda and Varun Sharma. That was very encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to more and more songs coming up where I have very good content created. And I have few music labels and who are enthusiastic to have it on their channels.
Mm-hmm.
And we are slowly working on it. So singing is always going to be a part.
So not just your clinic is holistic, your life is also
I think
holistic.
It's... I think
film
we need...
with music.
I think we need best of both the worlds.
Right. So you're enjoying your career
and
as well as your
passion.
Music. Yeah, it's your passion.
And passion also. So that's how I say I chose to be a doctor, but then music chose me.
That's very good quote. So, Dr. Priyanka, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Abhishek. It was so amazing talking about this. And I hope that all the listeners, this is for all the listeners. Thank you for your time, for listening out to us. And I hope it does a little good to you. And I see more better oral hygiene.
I think it is going to do a great job for those people who will listen to it because I had no idea. I am in fitness and health and I'm a freak in all these regards and I had no idea about all these things. So
I could do one thing.
Yeah.
Anybody who has any kind of questions, you can email it to roadtorevamp@gmail.com. any kind of condition, any kind of consulting you want, Rijov Clinic, me, Dr. Priyanka Goyal, we are always going to be responsive. Whenever you hear any kind of queries you have, I will be there to answer it. You know, it's not just this podcast. Right. It has to create some more ripples.
Yes. And the awareness regarding whatever we are trying to do.
Yes.
Here. That was Dr. Priyanka in conversation with Abhishek. Log on to roadtorevamp.com to check out the previous episode and the previous seasons, and stay tuned in for our upcoming episodes. My name is Sagar, and you are listening to Road to Revamp.